Okay, so this is section 5058, health promotion in the academic setting. There are going to be 5 presentations, including mine. And so I will start with the first part, health promotion in the academic settings. What is the examples of international experiences? The objectives of this session is to describe the concept of health promotion strategies and the importance of their implementation in the academic settings, to describe the experience with the development of health promoting universities and networks, and to discuss the importance of academic-based activities for health and quality of life. I wanted to start with a slide. What is disease prevention and health promotion? Because a lot of time there is a confusion. A lot of people talk about health prevention, but they're saying they're talking about health promotion. So this slide, which is by Breslow, shows that disease prevention addresses on averting the occurrence of illnesses and halting its progression, while health promotion focuses on empowerment, developing personal skills, and creating supportive environments. So it's not one or the other, but it's this two strategies that is a continuum, and that both are needed to have a health and well-being. Also, I want to define what health is, and this is from the Ottawa Charter. Health is a resource for everyday life, a positive concept that emphasizes social and personal resources as well as physical capabilities. Another definition of health promotion, also from the Ottawa Charter, is the process of enabling people to increase control over and to improve their health. I also want to define health education. There is a little bit of confusion also between what is health education and what is health promotion. Health education is one part of health with this big umbrella of health promotion. So health education, and the definition I like to use is by Green, Kruter, Deeds, and Partridge, is any designed combination of methods. And I want to emphasize combination of methods, it's not just one, but a combination of two or more to facilitate voluntary adaptations of behavior conducive to health. And I want to emphasize here also that it's not a question of interventions, it's a question of actions and a set of actions. So we can say why comprehensive, integrated, and sustainable health programs and projects. Why is this important? The reason, and before going to this slide here, is that, and I think the presenters here, from what I have seen from the abstract, will address this issue, is that when we talk about sustainability, we're not talking about ad hoc activity, isolated activities. We are talking about planned projects and programs that go on time, and that also that are sustainable. That is, it's not Josefa going to a project and doing something, and then when Josefa leaves, the project crumbles and it goes away. But the idea is that the project, once Josefa leaves, is that the project will continue. So the people are empowered to take over the project that they are doing. And an example of this sustainability is what is called the concept of health promoting schools and health promoting universities. And these initiatives really embody the concept of health promotion strategies. So these two initiatives, which I have had the privilege to work for the last 10 years, are directed to strengthen health promotion in health education, where children, parents, teachers, and others, members of the academic community, live, learn, work, and play. There have been several international meetings. I will be doing the presentation from the other two presenters, so I just want to mention them here, and then I will address in more details later. the concept of health promoting universities, I would say not that it was started, but officially got started in 2003 in Chile, and I will talk that a little bit more. And the leaders of this were the Universidad Católica in Chile and the University of Alberta, Canada. The second one was carried out in Edmonton in Canada in 2005. The third one was done in Chihuahua, Mexico, in Ciudad Juarez. And one of the speakers here will address, it comes actually from that area. I will talk some more. And the fourth meeting was the last one that we had. It was in 2009 in Pamplona, Spain. And then the next one will be in 2011 in Costa Rica. If you are interested in health promoting university or the concept of development of healthy spaces in the academic settings, I do encourage you that you look for this particular meeting. It's a very interesting meeting. It's an international meeting. One thing that I want to address, and I did not say who I was. I should have presented myself first. Well, it's okay. The order of the facto does not change the final product. So I am a public health scientist. I have a doctorate degree in health education and health promotion from the University of Maryland, and for the last forever, I have worked in international public health issues. For the last 10 years in particular, I address health promotion issues in different settings, specialize in the academic settings, both schools and universities. And I was working at WHO. I was based in Washington, D.C. for a while, and also in Barbados for the last 2 years of my tenure with the organization. And for the last 2 years, I have been working independent. And I spent my time developing this book that was published in Buenos Aires, Argentina. And it's, I don't know if any of you read Spanish, but it's Health Promotion in International Experiences in Schools and Universities. It was launched just last month at the end of October. And it has a compilation of different areas. And that is the first... The first chapter talks about what is health promotion. The second one is about training of health promotion personnel, life skill training. And then it has an example of how this is implemented. This is an example in Peru, in Ecuador, in Chile, in Spain, in Cuba, in Colombia. Now, the importance of this book, which I'm very proud to say, is that it's a compilation of people from the countries writing their experiences much more than us from the U.S. I even have an accent. I'm from here. Even of us going to the country and writing about their experiences. So I'm really very proud of this book. I'm promoting it. I would like to see it used at the university setting in different international health courses, and I am trying to get it to be translated into English so it can be used in different parts of the world. I would like to kind of end that saying that health promoting universities is a very ambitious strategy. It's a very, very ambitious and very, it's very difficult. It's a challenge for multi-sectoral, multidisciplinary efforts. However, health promoting universities are resources aimed to improving conditions of health and well-being and increase the opportunity for quality education, quality of life, well-being, and the creation of processes for sustainable human development for all. And I want to emphasize for all. I mean, this is the difference about prevention and health promotion. Prevention addresses just focus groups that are at risk. Health promotion is for everybody. So, and I really believe that everybody should be part of this concept of being healthy. Also, it contributes to the achievement of the Millennium Development Goals and contribute to the achievement of social justice, which was our theme for this meeting this year for the PHA. Thank you.